B-Pod Studios.
I've actually done this. Tried on bras just to see what it feels like.
Hey, you guys, let's go steal some more coolers.
Picnic basket.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
You're totally being judged, though, if you go on a first date in the morning and you order a mimosa at 8 o'clock before you go to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
If Lorenz could have a mimosa right now, she'd have one.
Oh, trust me, I would.
Yeah. And we hardly talked this morning. I just know that based on her personality. It's not like she was giving me information off the air where I said, oh, she needs a mimosa. I'm sitting in here looking at the new high school boundary maps as they build a new high school in the Ballantyne area. And in a neighborhood that I used to live in Ballantyne, used to be an Audrey Kell neighborhood. Now it'd be the new high school neighborhood. And the parents in that old neighborhood aren't happy about moving the kids to the new high school.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, everybody's got their complaints, but what are you going to do? The final vote's supposed to be coming soon, though. I guess that new school's going to open in the next year or two.
I think next year. I don't think it's ready this year. I think it's next year.
I feel like the high schools are pretty easy to build. Giant gym, giant cafeteria, and giant auditorium, classrooms.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the principal needs some sort of a lounge to chill in after dealing with crap all day. Little hot tub action.
A hot tub?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
The outdoor fields. I mean, I remember driving past the new Indian Land High School in off of 521. It looks so beautiful. Did you ever go to a new high school? I never did. Like, a new school at all. I never went to a new school.
No, me neither.
All my schools were always old.
No, and we were just talking about this. Like, the whole, you know, reason for making these new schools is so that there's not, like, a ton of portables.
Yeah.
And I went to all of the schools that I went to had an enormous amount of portables.
In Florida?
Yes.
Oh, it had to be hot.
They were hot, but They were, like, also freezing. Like, if the air wasn't, because they would pump the air because the kids would leave the door open between classes. So you would go into class and be scorching hot because you just came from 90-degree weather. And then, like, 20 minutes into class, it's like the Arctic.
Yeah. Nicole, did you ever go to a new school up in the Raleigh area?
I think newer compared to other, like, right. I think it opened maybe, like, within 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, that's pretty new.
Of me going, but I had, at the time, this was 2010, but I had one of the biggest graduating classes in the whole state. And
In high school?
Mm-hmm, in high school, to where my senior year, the school was so overcrowded that they took a vacant Winn-Dixie and transformed it into the freshman center.
Wow.
So all so the high school was only for sophomore, junior, senior, whereas that Winn-Dixie was for freshmen because it was so big.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Hey, get all the food you want. My mom, years ago, was the first graduating class out of a new high school in New Jersey, and they got to vote on the name of their sports team and
the mascot.
You know, they went through, and that was kind of cool. But I found out that the all-guys high school that I went to in Jersey for a while, I went there for 3 years, and I transferred to the public high school my last year, my senior year. But the private school that I went to has made some major changes, and it looks awesome. And I was like, now I want to go.
Yeah, right.
You know, but before I went, and it was the same school that my cousin went to in 1972. You know, I mean, it looked the same.
Yeah.
The books were the same, for God's sakes. Crazy stuff. Anyway, welcome to the teachers who are heading into the last week of school for so many of you. So many are already out. We have teacher Paige joining us in less than an hour from now, and I'm so excited for this. Teacher Paige, you may or may not remember, was the one who called into our show when we were talking about teachers going on the first day of school back in September, Ren.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so struck with fear, she was having an anxiety attack live on the radio. And thankfully, a therapist was listening and ended up calling in and giving her some breathing techniques. And then we followed up with Paige, and she said a week later that she was feeling better. So today we'll get the final assessment from Paige if she'll be going back to being a second grade teacher again at an unnamed school. We don't want to say the name of it,
no.
But we'll talk to Paige coming up here at 7 a.m. The big debate is on, Loren. We'll talk about this. Where are you putting the ketchup? And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Mm.
Where are you putting the mustard?
There is a big debate about that.
We'll leave it at that, okay? And, of course, we got Logic tickets for you. Fly away to go see the Jonas Brothers. And then in our meeting yesterday, we just found out that our next fly away in the 95 days of summer flyaways that we're doing all summer long is going to be amazing.
Like, y'all are going to freak out over
it. I think we've said too much. But anyway, we're sending you to concerts all over the country, and that's happening this morning as well at Kiss95.1.com or on the Kiss95.1 app. What'd you do yesterday? Anything exciting?
No, but we're going through this new phase, or I guess it's a circular phase in our house where we're cash. Like, we couldn't get him to sleep in his room. Well, now Jackson has jumped on board, and he can climb out of his crib. Now, he's today is his birthday. He's turning 3.
Right.
So it's time to go to, like, a bigger kid bed.
Mm-hmm.
Today that happens. We're putting the arm on the crib where he can, like, get in and out himself. But I'm also turning the lock on the door around because at 2:30, at 3:30, and then again at 4:30, as I was getting up, he was in our room.
Huh.
And
wow.
What?
No, I was just going to say, we were always so lucky because Amanda's friend is dealing with the same thing right now with her two daughters. And she just read something that says that she's going to put the two daughters in the same room together. And supposedly they're going to sleep better.
Well, that's what I told Dallas. That's why I wanted your bunk beds at first. But Dallas thought the kids would kill themselves on the bunk beds.
They would.
So, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to do because I am just barely getting by on the amount of sleep that I'm actually getting.
Yeah.
So
you got to go to the third floor and lock the door and be like, mommy's out of commission.
Well, I told Dallas because he was going to let Jackson sleep in bed by the third time. And I was like, no. I was like, take him back to his room. He's not sleeping in here. Because let me tell you something. If he sleeps in here, I'm getting my own room. I will literally sleep on the third floor forever. And you can sleep with these two little knuckleheads. I was so mad this morning.
You do need a mimosa.
I do.
I was right. The one thing I'll share with you is that I played pickleball last night for the first time in a while during a code red because of all the smoke coming down from Canada.
I know I'm supposed to play tennis tonight, and I'm like, I'm not playing.
Our friend Nicole Madden was just saying on WCCB News Rising that for the first time since 2016, we're in a code red.
It's dangerous.
And only the second time since 2014.
Yeah.
We're in a code red because of the smoke. So if you're sensitive to it, you're supposed to stay indoors.
But yesterday, it was like, you shouldn't be outside if you're sensitive. Today, nobody should be outside.
Yeah, yeah. I was watching a little bit of the Yankee game last night, and the smoke from that's over New York City, or the haze over the stadium,
I know,
is crazy.
It's
not clouds, it's smoke, man. All right, so keep that in mind, too. Other than that, it's going to be a nice day today, maybe rain later tonight.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
It's funny, I'm reading about the last week of school, which is what we're in here in CMS, and I know my son, the Union County School District, but like, Dean, what are you guys doing? You took your EOGs last week, so, like, what are y'all doing at school this week? And he's like, nothing.
No, they're, like, clearing out their desks, they're having fun.
Board game day.
Yeah.
You know, he's a fourth grader, but they're going bowling tomorrow, you know, and I was like, oh, that's funny. So I was just looking it up on Reddit, because, you know, Reddit's got threads for everything. And it was, one of the questions was, what'd you do the last week of school?
Mm-hmm.
And someone said in elementary school, the last week involved playing board games, half days, longer recesses, extra dodgeball outside. I absolutely loved the last week of school. And that's how I felt. You know, I remember, like, I loved my middle school growing up. And I remember just, like, going and it finally got warm in New Jersey. You have the summer coming. For me, I had 2 weeks before I went back to summer school. So that was fun. It was a beautiful 2 weeks that I had. But I do remember just kind of messing around the whole time. Someone else said I'd just spend the last week of my school year thinking about how much fun I was going to have. And then the reality hit that, by the way, I'm moving on to a new year. In elementary school, we all gave the finger to the bus when it pulled away on the last day, someone said. I'm on board with that.
Maybe don't do that.
No.
I say don't do it. You're like, I'm on board with that.
I think I did that.
Gosh.
I think I might have written that one. Someone said I actually gave my 7th grade students a report card about me to grade me about my performance.
Oh.
I then used that to adapt myself the following year, says a 7th grade teacher.
That's not a bad idea.
In elementary school, we used to take a sack lunch and walk across the street to the park and spend a few hours playing and having fun. We were never allowed to do this any other time of the year, except the teachers and the principal allowed us to do it on the last week of school.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that, too.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what they're doing this week, really. Yeah, they're not learning anything.
No, but we have to go because you have to fulfill the school days for your, you know, the state or the county or however it breaks down. But
so they're they're basically babysitting.
And basically saving us a week of paying for camps and all that crap. You know, is cash going to camp? You got all that set up?
Yeah. Yeah, sure do.
I love asking you any question.
Oh, sure do.
It's always like a... yeah, a thing.
Uh-huh.
All right.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
You guys are always my morning show to listen to on my way to work.
On Kiss 95.1.
If you have some drama in your life and you're not sure how to handle things, you can DM us at the ML Morning Show. Just know that it's building up. We are running a little bit behind, but we get back in touch with people who DM us and let them know when we're going to talk about it so that they're listening to get their advice.
Yes. So Ginny sent us a message, and I'm not sure how to deal with this personally because I know what I'd do and it's probably not the right thing. But she says, hey, guys, my kids went to the park around the corner from our house, and there was a group of kids about their age playing together. One of the kids picked up a turtle and threw it into the lake as far as he could.
Oh, no.
And my 11-year-old daughter called him out on his cruelty. So the kid got right up in her face and started yelling at her, calling her a Karen.
God, the kid was calling her a Karen?
Yeah. Kids are mean, man.
How do they know what that is?
I mean, at 11, I think you do. The group of kids proceeded to follow my kids as they headed back home, saying inappropriate things that were also of sexual nature.
Mm.
They followed them the whole way. I know where they live, and although I'm not friends with their parents, I'm wondering if I should say something. What do you guys think?
I'm, for one, a big proponent of letting the kids work it out. I would have been appalled at 11 if my mom reached out to the other kid's mom or dad reached out to dad, whatever it may be. I would have been appalled. I would have been like, Mom, stay out of it. But this woman wasn't there. She was being told this by her daughter. So now I think she's got to get involved. I also don't like the sexual stuff.
So if you were there, would you have gotten involved?
No.
Oh, I would have broken it up in a heartbeat.
I would have been like, dude, chill. Not to that kid.
Like, as soon as I saw the kid get up in another kid's face, I would have gone over and were like, whoa, what's the problem here?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You don't want to jump on the other kid and think that your child didn't do anything.
No, I mean, of course.
You know, your child... She got in the kid's face.
Well, she didn't get in the kid's face, but she did call him out because she thought it was mean.
It is mean to throw the turtle.
And I think it's okay to stand up for things that you think are right, even if it's not the popular opinion.
Tell the daughter that.
I teach my kids that.
Tell, that's what she should tell her daughter.
Right.
And maybe now at this point you say, you know, tell mom anytime something like this happens again, and then you contact the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that they're yelling sexual things to her. That's awkward.
Yeah.
But I try not to get too involved with Dean's stuff at 10 years old. He should be able to work on conflicts. He and his friends should be able to work on conflicts. And I think they do a pretty good job of that. Although everybody in our neighborhood kind of gets along.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's differences. There's bus issues and stuff.
Sure.
You know, somebody tricked Dean into saying something racist on the bus. Crushed Dean. And guess what? Dean talked to the child who... He got tricked into saying something racist to and worked it out with them without us even getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kid was like, dude, it's not your fault. That kid tricked you. The older kid tricked you into saying something. And, you know, I get it.
I'm just looking at some of these text messages coming in. And like Marianne said, I would for sure get involved.
It's not okay for kids to be treating kids that way.
Yeah.
No, I agree, but I also think that at some point, and they're 11 now, they're not 5, they're not 6, 4. At some point, you got to let the kids work things out on their own. This sounds like it's the first thing that happened. It's not like this child and the daughter have an ongoing issue. That's when I think you get involved personally, when there's an ongoing issue.
I don't know. I think I would have to just reach out to the parents and be like, hey, I think our kids, like, had a little lockup at the park the other day, and I just wanted to make sure everything's okay because Johnny or whatever the kid's name is was saying some inappropriate things as my kids were trying to walk away from the situation. I just want to make sure everything's squashed and we're fine.
Forget the woman's number and send a text message and be like, hey, there's a turtle tossing event and I think your kid will do really well in it.
That's not passive aggressive.
So much the times are different now than when we grew up. Kids are so bad now. See, I don't agree with that.
No, they were mean back in the day, too. They are excessively mean now. The problem is that kids can't get away from it. We all could go home and seek refuge in our house. And now these kids have cell phones and can bully each other on Instagram and Facebook and text and all the other things.
Yeah, cyberbullying is a real thing, too. That's a whole other issue. But someone says, I disagree with Maney. 11-year-olds... don't have the skills to de-escalate a situation. There's clearly some things that the kid is doing, and that's destructive behavior. I also like this other text message, though. That was Maria from TGK who texted in. Heather in Charlotte said, if the mom gets involved too early, it might make it worse for her daughter. That's what I'm afraid of, because right now the big thing for a 10-year-old is don't snitch. Don't snitch. That's what I hear all the time.
I know, but then Taylor also chimes in and says that, you know, it was Addie, and said that it crossed the line when they followed them home and was yelling sexual things.
That's weird to me.
That's where it crosses the line. If you guys just had a lockup at the park and you left and it was squashed, fine. But you followed my kids home.
We got to take a quick break, but I do think once the stuff that was being yelled at was of the sexual nature, you got to find out exactly specific. You got to be specific. You can't say my daughter's saying this, saying that. You got to find out specifically what it was. Then you can say something to the parents. And that goes for all you parents, including you, Loren. And of course, me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Manny and Loren Show. It's 95.1.
Loren, it's the update we've all been waiting for. Almost 9 months in the making. In September, we just talked about this a little while ago. If you're just joining us, Paige was a teacher. She still is a teacher, I believe. And she was frozen on her first day of school and could not get out of the car.
I remember this, and I'm sure if you heard it, you'll remember it, because she was terrified and had a breakdown, like to the point where she didn't think she was going to be able to get out of the car.
And we had someone else who listens to the show who was a psychologist or psychiatrist call in and helped her, got Paige some breathing rituals down, and then they spoke, and then we checked in with Paige a week later, and it turns out that Paige was doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept Paige's contact information, and we said, hey, at the end of the school year, Paige, we want to check in with you and see if you're going to be returning as a teacher or you're deciding to take another course, another trajectory in life. So let's bring her in. Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Paige. We've been dying to hear from you and hear how your school year was and if you'll be staying as a teacher.
I am not.
Wow, really?
I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh, Paige, don't do that to us.
Hey, listen, you have to have a good sense of humor if you enjoy this show. So that was a good one, Paige, because I was like, oh, and I guarantee you it's the kids.
No, I had such a good group of kids this year. Most of them were just incredible. And it really was such a great year. And I had such a good, core group of teachers around me. And I had a couple that really acted as mentors for me. And,
oh, that's great.
And
I think you need that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone starting out as a new teacher next year, that would be my number one, bit of advice, is to just find someone who's been there a while and have them be a sounding board and show you the ropes, and that, you know, that's the way you know what's going on, is just by being there in the school, and they're the biggest resource for me. Absolutely. And I'm so grateful for calling into the station, and I know I should be embarrassed, but I'm not, because I just hope I helped people that heard it, maybe, and I've been making my mental health more of a priority and going to a therapist every week, and I'm just, yeah, it's been a really rewarding year, and I feel like I've grown so much.
Let's be honest, though, Paige. Not every day is a perfect day. Right.
No.
So what's the downside of teaching second graders, let's say, on a January day, you know, middle of the school year?
It's, you know, they're second graders. They are still learning how to be people. And sometimes they're not going to be perfect. And you just have to remember to take a breath and know that they are good at heart.
Right.
That's fair.
They're not necessarily always nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Will you be staying in the same grade? Do you know yet?
Yeah. They're keeping me in the same grade. I'm even going to be in the same classroom.
Oh, that's great.
Really comforting to know that I'm going to be, I know what's going on. I'll know the ropes. I'll have like a good footing. And I'm really excited for next year, but I'm also really excited for summer vacation.
I bet. Will we have to talk you out of the car next year on the first day of school?
Oh, I hope not.
Next time we charge.
Stop. You can call us anytime.
No, it was a moment on the show, Paige, that I know specifically for me, and I know a lot of people listening, that it's one of those moments that they won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot believe that it has already been 9 months.
Oh,
it's crazy. It really is. It's crazy how time flies.
Well, I'm so glad that you had a good year.
Oh, thanks, guys. I hope y'all had a good year, too.
Well, we did, and we're looking forward to our summer, but unlike you, we have to work. So take that, Paige, and hopefully you do enjoy your summer. Stay on top of your mental health. I love what you said about that, and you always know where we are, so we appreciate you checking in with us, and congratulations on finishing your first year.
Yay!
Guys.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show.
All right, people poll time. Let's debate it. Simple question. Last night, I made hamburgers. I put the ketchup on the meat, which also is on top of the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
My son Dean tells me that my wife told him that you're supposed to put the condiments on the bread and not on the meat.
On the bun.
The ketchup goes on, and the mustard either go on the hot dog bun, the hamburger bun, and not the meat itself. What's up, Carolinas? Where are we going with this? Do the condiments go on the meat or on the bun? Loren, you answer first.
I say they go on the, like, on the bottom. So the meat or the cheese, whatever's on top.
You put it on the meat or the cheese, mm-hmm. and you put the bread on top.
Yes.
That's two votes for that. Producer Nicole, where are you going with your condiments?
Okay, well, I'm going to complicate things because on my burger, I do mayonnaise and ketchup, and I'm going to put one of the condiments on the bun and then put my meat on that, and then I'll put the other condiment on that. So I'll probably do the mayonnaise on the bun and then ketchup on the meat.
Yes.
Mayonnaise on the bun, ketchup on the meat.
She's right, because you kind of have to spread mayonnaise, so that makes more sense to put on the bun. I'm with you there, even though I don't put that on. That sounds disgusting.
what?
Not judging, but judging.
Yeah, not judging, but judging.
Condiments go on the side. You dip. No. Natalie says on the bun.
I'm not mad at the dipping because I put it on my bun. Like, I like ketchup that much that I put it on my sandwich, put the bun on top, and then dip it afterwards, too.
Jackie in Indian Trail says condiments go on top of the meat and the cheese, not the bun. Amanda's obviously psycho.
Well, let me tell you the science behind this because I have a theory. If you put ketchup and other condiments on the bun and you go to flip it over, it could, like, drip or fall off, as opposed to just having it on the plate and then you just put your bun on top.
Somebody says on the bun, both buns.
You really like condiments too.
90 says I put condiments on the meat, but I'm also from the East Coast like Maney. I literally had no idea that anybody put it on the bun. And I've been with my wife for 12 plus years now. I just never really focused on that. When I make a burger for her, I don't put the condiments on for her, mm-hmm. so I don't know what she does with it. I don't really watch. Heather and Charlotte says, yay, Nicole, I'm just like you. 704 says, on the bun.
A lot of people are going bun.
Shane, I knew this would be a good one. Shane and Rock Hill, literally, they end up on the bun and the meat and go to the same place. It's
That's
the
true.
Same taste either way. See, someone disagrees and says it has to go on the bun. There's never enough that stays on the meat, whatever that means. Like, in other words, I guess if you put it on the bun.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone says, Kayla Morsborough goes, thank you, Nicole. I'm doing that like you from now. Brent Concord goes, well, McDonald's puts the condiments on the burger.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Rennell says, I do what Nicole does. Mike and Waxa says, you put it on the meat and cheese. Then somebody says, you put it on the meat, then you put the cheese on top of that.
No. No.
Who are these psychos?
No, you are a psycho. If you're putting meat, then condiments, then cheese on top? That's totally wrong. Get out of this conversation. You can't play.
All right, keep them coming in. Plus, you can go vote right now at the ML Morning Show on our Insta. We have a story up with a poll. Make sure you talk about it at work today. You're going to be surprised, you guys. You're going to be surprised to find out how many people do it differently than you. And it's something as basic as putting condiments on a damn burger as we head into barbecue and cookout season. Crazy, right?
Totally nuts.
But you are psycho if you do it the other way. It has to be ketchup on the meat, put the bun on top, good day, good night.
Sure.
We have spoken.
It's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, Miss 300, who are you playing against today?
Michael in Huntersville. Welcome to the Meanie and Lorette Morning Show.
How's it going?
It's good, Michael. Now, we've played before. How did you do last time?
Not too good.
Okay, so this is redemption and hopefully a healthy rematch.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Michael, playing for everyone in Huntersville. No pressure. Throw Lorette out of the studio.
Get out of there.
All right.
Put her headphones down, heading out to the hallway where she can't hear anything. The only thing she can hear is silence. Question number one, Michael. Kim Kardashian trolled her sister by wearing a t-shirt with all of her NBA ex-boyfriends. It's the same sister who they is the only one without kids, by the way. Which sister is that? She dated a lot of NBA players. Devin Booker was her latest. No kids.
Chloe?
Question number two, Ed Sheeran stopped by the Today Show Plaza yesterday for a performance and was also serenaded by a fan who also was named Ed. Hey, the Today Show airs on what network?
The Today Show?
Yes.
NBC.
Question number three, this levitating artist successfully had a lawsuit dismissed in a copyright case. Who sings Levitating with DaBaby? Three, two, one. No answer there. Okay, question four. Rumors are circulating about a potential new coaching team in a season four spinoff of Ted Lasso. What streaming service is Ted Lasso part of?
Hulu.
Question number five. Rachel Reynolds is celebrating over 2,000 episodes of this show. She's been with the program for 20 years, making her the only remaining cast member to have worked with Bob Barker. What show is that? What'd you say? Your phone broke up. I think you said it. What'd you say?
The Price is Right.
All right. Come on in, Lorette. Lorette's walking back. Michael in Huntersville didn't do well the last time he played. Michael in Huntersville didn't do so well this time.
Oh, no.
But half the fun is just playing against you, Lorette, and giving you victory after victory. Okay. Here we go. Kim Kardashian trolled. Oh, by the way, Michael got two correct.
Okay.
All right. Kim Kardashian trolled her sister by wearing a t-shirt with all of her ex-boyfriends from the NBA on it. It's the same sister who's the only one without kids. Which sister is that?
Kendall.
Kendall is correct. Unfortunately, Michael said Chloe. So it's 1-0 Ren. Ed Sheeran stopped by the Today Show Plaza yesterday and did a little performance. He was also serenaded by a fan named Ed. What network is the Today Show on?
NBC?
NBC is correct. He knew that one, so it's 2-1.
Okay.
This levitating artist successfully had a lawsuit dismissed in an upcoming copyright case. Who sings Levitating?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is the answer we were looking for. Unfortunately, he did not get that one correct. It is 3-1, Loren. Rumors are circulating about a potential new coaching team in a season 4 spinoff of Ted Lasso. What streamer is known for Ted Lasso?
Apple
is correct. I believe Michael said Hulu. 4-1, Ren. Rachel Reynolds is celebrating over 2,000 episodes of this show. She's been with the program for 20 years, making her the only remaining cast member to have worked with Bob Barker. What show is that? Price is Right. That is correct. Michael knew that one as well. Final score, Loren 5, Michael in Huntersville 2.
Michael.
Damn. Very good.
It's okay, but you know what we want to hear.
I'm Michael, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Michael. It's all in good fun.
No problem.
Yeah, have a great day. You know, speaking of The Price is Right, real quick, there is a documentary on Netflix that I demand you watch, Ren. It's called The Perfect Guess, and it's a guy who watched every episode of The Price is Right and realized that they bring back items. So he knows the exact price of these items because he wrote them down.
Wow.
And he went on the show. Find out what happened in this Netflix show called The Perfect Bid. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
I need to talk to people who have also opened mouth and inserted foot because I said something to a friend, and as I was saying it, I immediately regretted it and hoped that I didn't offend her in the process.
Sometimes you just blurt things out, and I'm not talking about on the radio here. Where we're doing a show. I mean an actual life where you blurt things out. And it's okay, Loren. Of course, until you tell me what you said and then I tell you that you were bad.
Well, before I tell you what I said, if this has ever happened to you, 704-570-9595.
Oh, my God. Every single phone line better be lit up right now to back Loren on this because I know we've all said something and we go, I can't believe I just said that.
So I was at the pool with one of my friends. And she had been, like, crowing about self-tanning, and she sells self-tanner, and she's like, that's her thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she took off her cover-up, and she was so pale, I literally just blurted out, I thought you tanned.
and
she was like, what? And I was like, you're just really pale. And after I said, you're just really pale, it was like an epiphany dawned on me. And I was like, I didn't mean it like that. I thought your whole thing was like self-tanners and whatnot. And I was like, it just shocked me. I'm sorry.
And to put it in perspective, this isn't one of your Florida friends who'd be like, screw you, Loren.
Right.
Like jokingly.
No, this is like an acquaintance that I don't know, met like last year.
I love that.
Yeah.
My dad was at the radio station years ago when my old co-host here, his wife was pregnant and she was heavy because she's pregnant, right? And so he goes, my dad was here in the studio and goes, whoa, you having twins?
Oh, gosh. I think
she's like, ha, no.
I think guys think that's funny.
I don't know. I think my dad just blurts things out.
But your dad sometimes says things for shock value, and I wasn't trying to shock her or be the shock jock or anything like that. It literally, like, came out, and I was like, ooh, wish I could take that one back.
I told a friend of mine in California who worked at the radio station, I take that back. It wasn't a friend. Guy I worked with at the radio station in California had this shirt. We were going to do a club night, and I go, oh, man, that shirt's real femme looking. And he goes, yeah, well, I'm gay, so... I was like, shut up, Manny. Just shut up.
Filters.
A friend of mine, 214 texted in and said, a friend of mine asked me if I'd like to go to the military ball with him. And I blurted out, yeah, I love balls.
Oh, God. You're like, I meant galas.
704-570-9595. Come on, jump on the phone and tell us. What did you do? How did you pull a Ren? What did you blurt out? Someone said, my daughter was introduced to a cousin of her friend, and my daughter said, oh, so you're the annoying cousin that we're always talking about.
Oh, gosh. I wonder if that person meant to blow cover.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, my cousin asked if her makeup looked good, and I said, it looks like your kid did it. She paid $80 for it. I had to fix it. She thanked me later, but I think it still upset her just a little bit.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're a good friend. I would rather somebody tell me than let me go out looking like a clown.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you blurt things out, and like this person says, the intrusive thoughts always win. Which I think is a good statement.
They just wash up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Over you, man.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. So people love this segment, Loren. It's called Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, where we decide someone's date fate.
Yeah, we want to, you know, hear what happened on the date that gave you such a red flag that you thought it was going well until that moment.
Let's say good morning to Derek, who DM'd us late last week. Good morning, Derek.
Morning.
All right, Derek, so you're dating someone who messes around with tarot cards, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, tell us a little bit about the situation you're in.
We've been on three dates. Smokehouse, beautiful. Most beautiful girl I've ever been with.
Okay.
Easily. Second date, she stayed the night. It was definitely one of the best nights of my life.
Okay. That's good.
Things are going good. Then on the third day, we went to her friend's house for a Memorial Day party. And all of her friends are talking about tarot this, tarot that. And it's all like a big joke. And then I asked her about if she does readings or not. And she broke out the cards. And, it got really, really weird.
So you didn't know on the two previous dates, she never mentioned that she's like a mind reader or does like tarot cards or psychic or anything like that?
No, she just was cool. Like, really cool. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So, what about this freaks you out? That she's that into it, or that it's tarot, or...
Did she do a reading for you and it wasn't good?
No. Oh, so the tarot reading was whatever, right? It was, you know, exactly what I mean. It was like, oh, an upside down, you know, knight with a sword in his chest or something, right?
Right.
And she told me what that meant. But, like, what was weird is that after we were done... She got out, you know, the credit card swipe things that you put in
the
your phone?
Squares, yeah.
Yeah. She put it on her phone, and then she started charging people, right? And she charged me.
At the party, she was charging you guys for tarot readings?
Yes.
Well, I guess if she's charging other people, too, and she's doing them, doesn't she have to... charge him.
Well, what is
I don't
she?
Know.
How much did you pay? He doesn't even want to have his cards read.
I know.
She said first she said she would do it for free, but then I feel like because everyone else was like she was trying to get everyone else to pay. Like, I feel like she could have faked the swipe.
You just got caught in the shuffle, literally.
So you're upset that she charged you for a tarot card reading and you don't even really want to get read. You don't believe it or anything.
No, yeah. Like, you don't have to believe me, you know what I mean? Like she like all like it got to you. Like she turned like almost into like a kind of different person.
All right, what do you guys think? Can you date someone who's psychic and does tarot card readings? 704-570-9595, or should Derek stay clear of her?
I think it depends on the reading.
Yeah, what did she tell you about your reading? Anything?
Nothing, not legit. It was just like, you know, something about a new job. You know, like the stuff that you just expect is like an easy
layup.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing that like stood out at you that you were like, oh my gosh, I've been meaning to change jobs.
Ooh, do not buy a black truck.
You're like, wait, I have a black truck. What does that mean?
704 texted in and goes, yo, my magic 8-ball says this isn't going to work. I don't know, dude. I'm sensing that, too. I'm sensing from your voice that you know deep down this isn't going to work. But the rub is that she's really hot, you said. And when she spent the night, it was the best night of your life. And we can all imagine what that was.
Yep.
So you're jammed up. All right, what should Derek do? Date him or dump him? 704-570-9595. Derek, hold tight. We'll take all the responses and we'll see what people decide in your date fate, okay?
You got it.
Although your psychic girlfriend, she already probably knows what the date fate is.
She didn't see this coming.
Hold on a minute. It's Manny and Loren on KISS.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
It's the Manny and Loren Morning Show. Date him or dump him? Derek is on the phone. Derek said that he's met someone who's really, really hot. His words. She spent the night on the second date. Best night of his life. His words. But the problem is what, Ren?
She is a tarot card reader and was reading cards at a party and ended up charging him.
And he didn't even really want to get it done. And I get the fact Derek's like, I don't really even believe in this stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of silly to me. But what can I do? Should I be able to date this person or dump this person? Let's see. Amanda in Charlotte texted and says, this is a tough one in my opinion. I think it's wrong of her to charge people at the party for it. However, you know, if she's the right one and you feel like everything else about her is okay, then maybe you just need to learn to live with the life of a tarot card reader. Derek, good news. We have somebody on the phone who's been married to someone who reads tarot cards for 6 years.
All right.
This is Bodie in Huntersville. Hey, Bodie.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. Bodie, your significant other reads tarot?
So say again?
Your significant other reads tarot cards?
Yes, yes.
Were you into it before you met her?
No, never was. Never even followed it or nothing.
And so you think this could work with Derek? Give us a little background real quick.
Well, it just depends on if he actually thinks she's gifted. He may just want to spend some time getting to know her and see how authentic she is. I mean, there are tarot card readers out there who don't know what they're doing, and they're not authentic. But it just depends. My wife is truly gifted, and she's blessed by God for it. And we get along fine. She just can see things sometimes before they even happen.
So it's almost a blessing for Derek that she's kind of in his life, you're saying?
Yeah, it may be helpful for him, you know. It just depends on how he views it, you know, and his disposition. But we get along fine. We've been together for over 7 years, married 6, and, you know, we're an older couple. But
okay. Can I ask, Bodie, does it ever hinder you? Like, will she ever say, like, no, I can't do this, or I don't want to do something that you really want to do?
Oh, yes, but it's all because she's just not interested in it. It don't have anything to do with tarot card reading. I mean, I got a daughter there, her son races dirt track, and I like to go to those, but she doesn't care for it. So it's just,
but she's not saying, people, listen, you know? Our son can't race today because I sense something bad is going to happen.
No, okay. No. All right. Her stuff is positive. She never has anything negative.
There you go. Okay, thanks, Bodie. There, Derek, there's a little insight for you.
Interesting.
Yeah. Someone says date her. Everyone has something you'll find odd. It makes her interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone says she's a master manipulator by charging people at that party, including yourself. Dump her. I think it speaks to her character that she's willing to swindle people. Dump her.
Ooh.
Someone says tarot card girls are fun. I know firsthand, but charging you, that's crazy. And you don't seem that into it, by the way, people are saying.
Yeah, you don't. I think the hotness and the one-night stand thing wears off, and this still is going to bother you.
How much does she charge you for the reading? Do we ever get an answer? A lot of people are texting that.
Mm-mm.
$15.
And she had the credit card swiper for her phone.
Yeah, but if she charged him $15 and, like, three other people $15, I mean, she made money by going to the party. Good for her.
I guess. She should treat for lunch next time or dinner. Where are you guys going on a date? Most people are saying they can tell in your voice that you're not into this and they think you should dump her.
Look, I would love to be like that guy who just called in. Like, that guy seems, you know what I mean? That
he just went along with it. Yeah.
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 Well, we got to go to break, bud. But most people are saying for your date fate, you got to dump her.
All right.
All right. Well,
I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm going to have to make her break it off. But.
Okay, dude. Well, listen, if you break up with her, just know she's going to charge you about $30 for reading from now on.
Right.
Just keep that in mind, too.
You got a deal.
Thanks, Derek.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
I wonder if everybody listening has a text chain group that has, like, a theme to it. Like, maybe, Loren, you have a text chain with some moms where you know if someone texts on that chain without even reading it, that it's going to be a child slash mom concern or like a parenting concern.
Okay.
Maybe you have another text chain with some friends where you know when you get that text, it's going to be an asinine text or it's going to be a funny picture because that's what that group has. I think that's healthy. I think that's good. And I was just reading something that said, where was the article? Of course, now I can't find it. But I was just reading something that basically it was a percentage, and I forget what it was. It was somewhere around 38 to 45% of people say that they enjoy being on multiple text chains with different common threads.
Okay.
And it got me thinking, like, okay, I got my high school friends text chain. I got a sports text chain with people here in Charlotte, where if anything Charlotte related, Panthers, Hornets, the FC.
You're all going there.
We go there. I also have a New Jersey sports text chain because I'm a Jets, Mets, Devils, and Nets fan.
Okay.
So I have that text chain with guys up north. And then there's my neighborhood text chain, which anytime anybody texts something on the neighborhood guy chain, no women are on this chain. It's just the men.
Okay.
It's, does anybody have a drill bit? I need a sprinkler recommendation. Mm-hmm. I need a plumber. Anyone have an electrician? And it's a damn good text chain because multiple people will respond and everyone seems satisfied with, you know, getting the answers that they asked for.
Sure, I love that.
Right? In fact, just the other day, somebody sent a text message in my guy neighborhood text chain and goes, hey, there's a bunch of deer outside. Send the kids out to look. And all the kids come running and all the deer scatter.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah.
If there's a, sometimes the space station will fly over. And that's pretty cool. The kids like to see that. We'll get all of a sudden at 5 o'clock, we'll get like reminder, 7:50 tonight, flyover.
That's cute.
And then the good one was, hey, I think I want to burn a stump. I need a big drill bit to pack a bunch of lint and stuff into the stump so that I can burn it. And all the guys are like, oh, we're coming over. What time's the burning?
Can
we got to be there for this.
Like a
yeah, you could burn
stump?
It from the inside out. It'll burn for like a day or two.
Okay.
But yeah, eventually it does burn out. You sure you want to come over? You want me to add you to the text chain so you can see what we're doing?
I am all set. Thank you.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll have Logic tickets for you. Logic coming to the Skyla Amphitheater uptown. You can go check that out. Text message came in from 828. We were talking about text chains and what funny text chains you're part of. Someone says, my husband's part of a disc golf text chain.
So random.
I know.
That is so random.
What random text chain are you or someone you know part of? 704-570-9595. We were talking about that a little while ago. I wanted to read a text message we got because we don't get praise very often, Loren. Although we did just win Best Morning Show in Charlotte, which I guess is nice.
Yeah. Charlotte Magazine, the B.O.B. Awards.
Yeah, the B.O.B. Awards. Let's see.
Yeah,
oh, here it is.
Find it.
Someone says, I love you guys so much. This is Erica. I've never been able to listen to the radio in the morning because I hated listening to the radio host talking. They always sounded so fake to me. But then I found you guys. And I wake up early just to listen to you. You all sound so real and natural, just like real friends.
We are real friends.
You want to hear real and natural? Listen to this. Hey, producer Nicole. No, she's not even in there. Where'd she go? Didn't she say she was going to the bathroom a little while ago?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Did she come back?
I don't know.
Maybe you want to go really check on her?
No.
Go check on her real quick.
No, I'm not going to go check on her.
She's been gone a long time.
Well, if she's in the bathroom, she probably needs to be. I'm not going to go check on her and embarrass her.
That's not embarrassing. It's checking on her like a friend. This person, Erica, just said...
Hey, everything coming out all right? I mean, what do you want me to say to her?
What if she's sick?
I don't think she's sick.
What if she's pregnant?
I'm pretty sure that's impossible. It would be the immaculate conception.
Producer Nicole, of course, is engaged to her fiance, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not come up with a plan for kids.
Nope.
I know it doesn't include me, though, so that's good. I'm out as a potential donor. Hotels.com revealed the 10 most unusual room service requests. They checked in with nearly 500 hotels from around the world.
Can't wait to hear these.
The weirdest request included diet water.
Diet water?
Yes.
Like light water?
I don't know. It's just someone asked for diet water. Hmm. Melted ice cream. A blowfish. No Hootie Ann, just regular blowfish. How about, instead of diet water, somebody said, I need a boiling hot glass of water.
Oh, there actually is a diet water.
Yeah, that's BS, though. That's just marketing. It's like saying water has no calories.
Yeah, it's vitamin water, yeah. Essentially.
A cooked fish. Someone needed a cooked fish. The guest brought it with them. They needed it cooked.
You know... Honestly, I don't think that's that crazy. And it's because I grew up in Florida, but there are some hotels where you can go deep sea fishing and bring your fish back and they will cook it for you.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
But I guess it would be weird if it was a hotel in the middle of Missouri.
In Nebraska. Yeah.
Someone wanted a no egg white omelet. Rice bowl for their dogs. These are the weird, unusual room service requests that hotels have gotten. Bison meat.
Okay. Some places carry it.
And women's underwear for a guy who is staying in the room alone.
Okay.
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah. You know, my mom, she orders dinners, like, for her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they order dinners like you would order kids' meals. So she'll go to Viva Chicken and order, like, 2 pulled chickens with rice to go, and they'll give it to the dog.
Bougie dog meals.
I was like, that. Really?
Someone said they're on. Someone texted in and said that they're part of a roller coaster text chain. Talking about funny text chains.
Hmm.
I like that. Which cool roller coaster are you going to?
I mean, how long could that text chain actually go on for, though?
I don't know. I work with my husband at the same company, Jessica said. We have a text chain for work, and he's included in it. I can't tell you how many times I've texted in that text chain. That stuff was, let's just say, not work-related, because I thought it was just going to him.
Oh, yeah. And there.
All right, Manny and Loren is Kiss 95.1.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
You just heard from Ed Sheeran, Eyes Closed, which I love. He was on the Today Show yesterday and said he might be trying the country route. Said after 12 years of doing the pop thing, he might be interested in going in a little country.
I'm sorry.
Lived in Nashville, spent some time there. Did a song with Luke Combs.
Ed Sheeran said
that? Jolly old Ed. Yes. We have Logic tickets coming up for you here in just a few minutes. Also, our buddy Sean McIntyre, who is the chief fan officer for... I'm sorry, Sean McIntosh, who is the chief fan officer, the CFO of our Charlotte FC football team, mm-hmm. if you are from Europe, or soccer team, if you're from here in the States. He's going to pop in here in just a little bit. We're going to be going to their big event, their big soccer game this weekend, and it is a Pride night on Saturday night. For our friends at the Charlotte FC. So Sean's going to drop in here in just a little bit and tell us what we can expect on Saturday night, Loren.
Cool.
We'll get into that. But I want, you know, before we've talked about things that you purchased and you regretted, maybe you were intoxicated when you made this purchase. Maybe you made the purchase on a whim. But I thought this was cool that we found this from Metro UK, the website. 2/3 of people still think about things they wish they had bought that they didn't buy. Not buyer's remorse is actually really funny. Buyer's remorse is what most of us suffer from. But what about not buying remorse?
The only not buyer's remorse I have is not going on a specific vacation.
Yeah. I figured that. You're very vacation driven.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I really, really want a PlayStation 5. And I had one in my cart. And it was a pretty good deal. And that was like in February. And now it's gone back up again. And it's more expensive. So I should have bought the damn PlayStation 5. I still have the PlayStation 4, which is good. But I just couldn't sell it to my wife. You know, that I was going to spend $320 on a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, sure.
But now it's back up to $500.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. New research from the O2 in Great Britain found that 2/3 of people admit they still think about something they wish they had bought but didn't. Why didn't they buy it? 80% of people say they wouldn't buy it if someone was with them encouraging to make the purchase. For instance,
they would not? Oh,
no.
See, I don't need much pushing.
For instance, 71% said they're more likely to buy something if someone compliments them on it while they're trying it on.
Okay.
This also explains shopping and confidence are linked. The purchases that we wish that we had bought can often be a statement of wow pieces that we know would have received some comments from friends on or... with the item that when they tried it on in the fitting room, it felt amazing, she says. We often don't buy those pieces because we're worried that those comments from our friends may actually be negative, which is where our self-confidence comes in.
Okay. Interesting.
704 said, definitely should have bought that PS5. What an amazing deal. I know, and I think it was like a refurbished one, but they're all so new that, I mean, it could be just a ding on it.
Right.
It said it was working. Don't tell me that. I have remorse for not buying it. I should have just bought it.
I'm not even a fan of video games, and that was a good deal. I would have bought it.
Yeah, that's great. You all suck.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, I love it. Charlotte has become a sports hub, and we added a new Major League sports team. Not too long ago. What is it, 2 years ago now, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like both yesterday and 10 years ago.
Yeah.
but we started play a little over a year ago. Obviously, the team was announced.
Yeah, the Charlotte
2019.
FC.
2019, yeah. It was supposed to kick off in 2020, and the pandemic pushed us to 2021. But it's been one heck of a ride.
All the things that the pandemic affected.
Sean is the chief fan officer. If you remember, Lorraine, we had Sean in the studio the weekend of our very first game. He came in. And then I've been to a bunch of games after that, and I absolutely just love the atmosphere. Whether you're in the stadium at the bank watching the game or you're watching it on TV, it is nonstop cheering, Sean. So you've done a great job on getting those fans and our fan groups together. And well, I know there's different groups of fans that go out there that represent different parts of the city, which I love, but they're all in that one section behind the net.
Yep. Yeah, well, look, it's been a lot of fun working with them. Such a diverse group, represent a lot of different cultures, a mixing of folks. They all have their different ideas. And so that's been a lot of fun building it. But you mentioned you both have been to a game. Tell me, because a big part of my job is hearing feedback, listening to folks, what they liked, what we can improve on. Talk to me, like, what were some of the things that stood out from some of the games you guys been to?
So the game that I went to, I had not been to a soccer game in years and years and years since I moved from Miami. And I guess I have forgotten, like, how consistent or constant the game is.
So you don't know when to get up to go to the bathroom or to get a drink.
Kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of my only complaint.
Make those
too.
Concession lines at halftime. all the more longer.
Right. And then the one thing that I did love, though, is how intense the fans are, like the chants and the like drums and everything that goes on in the stands. It's like there's just as much to look at off the field as there was on the field.
Awesome.
Yeah, man, I there's really no complaints for me. I will say that I love like making a day of it, right? Like, so we're going to talk about this. Pride Night is this weekend against the Seattle Sounders. And the game time's what, 7?
7:30 kickoff.
7:30 kickoff. Okay. So like we'll meet and we'll hang out beforehand. I'm going to take my 10-year-old son. You know, maybe we'll go to the French Quarter and I'll have a drink and get something to eat. And then we'll walk in. And I love that. game day has become like an event day. And pretty soon, from what I understand, we're going to have social districts where we'll be able to take our beers and walk till we get to the stadium and then throw our beer away, go in and get a refill. But that's the idea, is like it's a whole day event. And when I've been to these games, none of the fans are obnoxious. None of the fans are crazy out of control. They're chanting, they're cheering.
They're having fun.
But they're also having fun, and it is a very, very family-friendly atmosphere. More so than I think even football. I got to be honest. Yeah. I think there's more kids that are going to these soccer matches on the pitch than going to the football games, and I love that.
Yeah, look, a big part of it, and you mentioned that the gameplay doesn't stop. Mm-hmm. It's a running clock. From a time commitment standpoint, you're there for 2 hours. You know, it's 2:45 minute halves, 15-20 minute halftime, and boom, you're in and out, and makes it easier to bring kids because you can make a full day of it, and I love that you make a full day of it, because that, you know, that has become such a big thing now here in Charlotte, particularly in Uptown. You know, my favorite thing on match day is just, you know, when I get to the stadium early morning, I already see everybody downtown. I see everybody wearing their kits. Our supporters tailgate opens up 4 hours prior to kickoff. Yeah. And so highly recommend that, because that's really family friendly too. Bring your 10-year-old out there. They've got different inflatables out there, games for kids. You know, obviously there's a ton of great food and beverage options. Our different supporter groups all come together to put that on, which is really unique because of how well they kind of get along and want to create this atmosphere. But it's really important that we make a day, we make an event out of it. And so, you know, from the tailgate to the march that happens an hour prior to kick, so 6:30, they'll march from.
I got in the middle of that. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Last time we went, I ditched these guys, and I'm like, I'm getting in that parade. It's a blast.
I got claustrophobic. I was like, I got to step out. But you know, I think some of the reasons that it has become so family friendly, or it always has been family friendly since it's only been, you know, 2 years. But soccer is like embedded in youth now more so than it was when I was growing up. Like, we didn't really play soccer growing up, and now it's so big with soccer shots, and like the kids are starting from such a young age because there's less injury involved than, you know, American football and some of these other sports as well. So the kids actually like play, know, and like the sport, and that's half the fun about going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, you mentioned soccer shots. I've got my 2-year-olds already, you know, out there. I'm hoping to prime him to be the next Mbappe, Messi out here. But yeah, you know, they're obviously it's a big community. A lot of youth players out here in Charlotte, which has produced a lot of great talent around the league. But you know, it's family friendly. I go back to the time investment. You're kind of in and out. We've got a lot of fun things for kids to do. And you can make a day out of it and still be able to go home at a reasonable hour, which is nice.
Sean McIntosh is with us. He's the chief fan officer for our Charlotte FC. Now, let's transition and let's relate all this to the weekend. It is Pride Month across the country. Of course, not in Charlotte. We celebrate Pride Month in August. We'll do it different than everyone else. But yet, we do understand that we're an inclusive radio station. We're an inclusive radio show, and we love to be part of the inclusion that the Charlotte FC are bringing us this weekend with our Pride game.
Yeah, look, it's important. Soccer's for everybody, and this is our Soccer for All celebration. And so we've got a lot of things going on. I know you guys were able to show off the training tops.
Oh, my gosh, they're so cool.
And we got scarves.
Right, well, we've got scarves that are going to be on sale. Our players are going to be wearing those training tops prior to the match. You know, and we've got a lot going
on.
They're so cool.
Yeah, Ally, courtesy of Ally, we've got patches that we'll be giving away that the players will be wearing on their kits as well.
It says Love Unites, by the way, on the front of the jersey there for the Charlotte FC. And tickets are still available. People can get them.
Tickets are still available. Head on over to charlottefootballclub.com. It will have a lot of things going on. You know, we're it's important for us to give back to the community. So, you know, with a lot of our different initiatives throughout the season, we'll do a roundup program in our team store. And so we'll be kicking back proceeds to Charlotte Pride as well. So that's going to be happening all weekend long from anything that you purchase over at the team store. You know, if you head on over to get one of these beautiful tops or scarves, you know, make sure to round up so that we can support our community.
Cool.
Very cool. And our show will be out at the game as well. So if you see somebody from our morning show, stop us, say hey, let's take a picture.
Absolutely.
And it's a big one. We've been away from home for 3 weeks now. We've had 4 straight matches on the road, a grueling road trip that took us all the way out west, back to Philly, back to Ohio, and so now a little bit of home cooking. You know, it's an important one for us.
I'm knocking on wood because the weather looks great.
Yeah,
because I went to like two games last year where lightning delayed us.
Oh yeah, that's one of the ones I went to you with. Yeah.
We're at that time of year.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
It's like weather watch every day,
gotta be
right?
Safe, but you know what? You find an alternative. That's when you run to a bar. All right, Sean. Thanks so much for dropping in. You can check out a full schedule of everything happening on the Charlotte FC website. Black Excellence Night is happening on June 24th, and then Marvel Hero Night is happening on July 8th. Plus, Team USA is coming into play.
A lot of soccer this summer, right? Team USA here in July at Bank of America Stadium. Should be a lot of fun.
What are you hearing about Bank of America Stadium? What are you hearing the new name is going to be? What's the whispers in the hall?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea. Okay. A lot of conversations.
It's consumed with other things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still convinced it's going to be Elevation Church Stadium.
It's not.
Sean, thanks for dropping in, dude. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All the best for the Charlotte FC. Go check them out this weekend. Pride Night. So important. We love the inclusion of the Charlotte FC.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.